So when we bring our attention to our heart, this isn't automatic, but we have the opportunity then to physically experience something of stillness, something of silence, and something of space. We're in the space, the zero point where there's no movement. And from there, as a meditation exercise, I would recommend observing them, observing what happens to the rhythm of the breath. If we do nothing and come into stillness and make the simple intention, which means we don't need to know how to do this, like, oh, I'll bring my awareness to my heart center now, and the mind will be going, I don't know what that means. Doesn't matter. From there, if we then observe what happens to our rhythms and patterns, quite often you'll observe a change from breath that is inconsistent or is, you know, reflective of a way, you know, some kind of movement that is irregular. So if our breathing is irregular or intensified or however it is. And this is just one of the ways you can notice that when we come into a still point, the rhythms regulate. Now that happens within us. So there's two factors to that. One is removing the interference, like interrupting what we're doing with our rhythms to open to the possibility of doing something different. And the other is to find that thumb on the scales point, what's the center point, and just be there. And the third is, and make some space. And there's an alchemy to that. There's a difference between stopping what we're doing and being in non-doingness. You know, stopping what we're doing can mean like, I paused. Where do we start again? What are we going? Come on, come on. We haven't stopped. We haven't dropped into the center at that point. We are just, we've kind of hit the pause button, which is not the same. We're waiting to go again, and we're still in our movement trajectory. We've just been interrupted. So actually letting go of the idea. So that when we're doing that meditation, for example, you need to let go of what are you going to do in the next moment? What were you doing the moment before? What's going on in your day? Those thoughts can all be there, but there needs to be an intention to let go of the flow of time. It's quite a good way of identifying movement. That's a movement within us that has a rhythm. But then we can see that there's not a lot about us that doesn't have rhythms, even if those rhythms aren't rhythmical. So we have the rhythm of waking and sleeping. We have the rhythm of eating and rest. We have the rhythm of action and non-action. We have the rhythm of speaking and listening. We can begin to look at how we interact with our lives and just see rhythms everywhere. And I think when you take the basic principle of coming to the still point and noticing what happens when you let go of movement, open to stillness and spaciousness, seeing how that affects, for example, the breath or the heartbeat, you can then introduce that to, well, what if I were to do that in my day? How would that affect my eating and sleeping? How would that affect my acting and stopping? How would that affect my talking and listening? And we can experiment within ourselves as to what happens to our rhythms and our identifiable rhythms and patterns if we introduce this idea of spending time in the center, perceiving those rhythms and patterns from a place of silence and stillness, that center point on the scales. I don't think the planet is any different. I think at the moment human beings are interfering with the planetary patterns because as a body of consciousness, there isn't space, there hasn't been the encouragement, the structured support to introduce stillness, the pause, the silence, the abstract, in fact, the not doingness that's not been supported in, shall we say, an office day, a typical office day. When you're giving a presentation, when you're talking to someone, as a body of consciousness within the planet, we're very doing focused. with focused emotion all the time. And the distortion this creates in our rhythms is distorting the rhythms of the planet, at least certainly on the surface of her, where we can see her manifestations, the patterns of her air patterns, her rhythm pattern, her everything in the ecology of the planet that we can see. We are consciousness within a consciousness. We're not isolated units here. And I think it's kind of surely this is it's not difficult to see how we are affected by and affecting everything we're in connectivity with. So I think that phenomena of interrupting human movement in 2020 was part of the most physicalized symptom of the reset in consciousness. And yeah, I could talk a lot about planetary evolution in consciousness, our evolution in consciousness. The guide spoke about the rhythms and the trajectory of evolution as a pattern with its own rhythm and resonance. That's another topic, really. That's something I'd like to go into somewhere else. I think for now, we're just looking at how we and the planet are affecting each other and what we can, one of the ways that could be explored.